The Island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
This afternoon, Kelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vectis Radio.
Is here to talk to us about her show, O To Be In Her Shoes.
I am, I'm back again.
You were here last week, indeed. Yeah. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so next Saturday, the 2nd of August, at the Ocean View Hotel in Chanklin, doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7:30. We have the biggest cabaret show on the Isle of Wight this year. It's the hottest show in town.
Nice.
And yeah, we have UK award-winning dancers and performers. We have live vocalists. We have a Robbie Williams tribute act. We have an exclusive, which I'm going to announce in a moment. But yeah, we're doing this to raise awareness and funds for survivors and victims of domestic abuse on our island and vulnerable people. And we're working very closely with Peter May, who is the founder of To Be In Her Shoes. So yeah, we've got 16 tickets left. And then we're completely sold out then. Yeah, so yeah, 16 left.
Wow, so you get in quick. So if you're after a ticket, and how do people get a ticket?
They can, there's posters and flyers around everywhere. They can contact the radio station because you guys have your flyers here.
We do.
They can go to eventbrite.co.uk and type in O To Be In Her Shoes, where you'll find all the performer information, all the ticket information, and they can just purchase their tickets online.
And what dates is that on?
Saturday, so next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
So yes, it's quite scary. It's come around very quickly.
Saturday the 2nd of
Saturday
August.
The 2nd, yeah.
And so I've noticed that you're a bit scarred, battle bruised. have you been training hard?
I have, yeah. So our shows are renowned for just random solo performers, or performances, I should say. And I have an exclusive I'm bringing to the show. So as you can see, guys, I am battered and bruised, cut. Yes, all in the name of love.
we like exclusives, and we like stuff that comes through the show. So what sort of things are you actually going to be doing?
So I obviously produce and direct the show myself. I've got my fingers in many pies within the show. Stage management, stage production. But I obviously am doing a special duet. I can't say too much, but a special duet with a lady called Rio. So she is a live vocalist, and she's just basically headlined the Isle of Wight Festival recently. So we are dedicating a very special performance to, sadly, a young lady who was killed by an abuser. And we have her dad, Nick, who has set up the Hollyguard app to, again, help people who are in these situations.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very emotional night, but you know, we have to do this. You know, there are people out there that are still struggling and don't know where to look, don't know where to turn. And hopefully we can be that foundation to help pinpoint people in the right direction and hopefully get some help. So, yeah.
No, absolutely. Mm. So, yeah, if anybody's got any concerns, obviously you can contact the station. You can come to us. We can help. You can talk to Kelly. There's all sorts of things you can do.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about your good news and your exclusive news coming through Vectis FM radio.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it in the next link.
Kelly is in the studio with us now. Kelly, we wanted to ask you, and we talked about this last week off air.
We did.
How did you get into dancing?
I accidentally stumbled across Dancing Kitty.
So give us a bit of background to that.
So I moved over here 9 years ago for various personal reasons, and I wasn't in a great place. I was in a toxic and coercive relationship. I was being supported by, you know, many organisations on the island, and they said I needed to do something for myself. So I stumbled across burlesque chair dance, and on my first class I didn't think about anything apart from just being in the zone and focusing on my mental health. And then about 4 weeks later, I went up to the Big Rock and did my instructor training. And now I'm an advanced burlesque chair dance instructor.
Ooh.
And the rest is history.
Very good.
Advanced.
Yeah, advanced.
Burlesque instructor.
Very advanced and very bendy.
Very bendy. Oh, dear.
I know.
Now, dancing itself is such a good thing, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing.
So what do you get from it?
What do I get from it? I find my dancing is my headspace. It's my release from everyday stresses and of life. Obviously, it's amazing for your mental health. It releases endorphins. It's fantastic for your mobility, your flexibility, just to keep you supple. But it's what it brings to other people. So my instructing brings so much to others. And I love it, you know. That's what I thrive for.
So what is your favourite kind of dancing?
Believe it or not, I'm not actually dance trained. I just have this passion. So I'm just burlesque chair dance trained.
Ooh,
yeah, I know.
Well, you've obviously, with your exclusive, got some other stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So we shall hear about that in the evening, I'm sure.
We will. You will see
that. But are you looking forward to the evening?
I'm very much looking forward to the evenings. This is the fifth show that I've produced and directed. It's the biggest show. The lineup is absolutely huge. Just every act you can imagine under one roof, raising as much money as we can for to be in her shoes. So, yeah, incredible.
Such a great organisation as well.
Yeah.
It's very little.
Yeah. Very tiny.
Only a few people.
Yeah.
But they do an awful lot of work with
They work
a few
really
people.
Hard, yeah.
So you say there's only 15 tickets left.
16.
16?
Yes. Oh. Come on, listeners.
Get
come and
quick.
Buy your tickets.
And can you remind people how they can get tickets again, please?
Yeah, of course I can. So they can visit Eventbrite. That's Bright spelled B-R-I-T-E, which is very important to note, .com, and just type in O to be in her shoes. And it will bring all the performer information up, all the ticket links. And it's very, very easy. Or if you're out and about, you'll see a flyer, just scan the QR code and voila.
Fabulous. Yes.
Voila. And you speak voila. French as well.
Apparently so.
So from the point of view of burlesque chair dancing, mm-hmm. who can do it and what is it about?
So burlesque chair dance, the only stipulation we have is that, you know, the participants have to be 15 years old, and that's with parent consent, just because obviously their bones and muscles are still developing up until the age of 16. And then anyone, all shapes and sizes, men, women, you know, we're inclusive, we're diverse. So, you know, we love and support the LGBTQIA+ community, I know, which is incredible. So anyone can come along.
So do you need to be particularly fit to do it?
Absolutely not. You don't need to have any coordination. I had no coordination when I first started out. And obviously my job as your instructor is to nurture and guide you through each and every move. We have people who have medical conditions, have, you know, medical ailments, like maybe tennis elbow, or they've had surgery. That's fine, because we adapt everything to that individual. So they feel part of the group.
So where do you do your classes?
Currently, I'm based at Binstead Community Centre, just on the outskirts of Ryde, on a Thursday evening, 7:15 to 8:15. And then from September, I will be going back into Ryde at Hot Hills Dance Studio. And that's the second exclusive. So that's exclusive today as well. Spoiling
well,
fabulous.
You. Well, thank you so much for coming on to visit us today.
Thank you for having me again.
And